skies, and it's gonna get wet. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL, KCRK. Don't forget, it is spring cleanup time in Colville, plus this spring, because of the late dropping of the leaves last fall, it is also leaf pickup time. That gets underway this coming Monday morning, so now is the time. Get your limbs, tree branches, shrubs, brush, all that out along the side of the curb. Also, your leaves, keep them two separate piles. They will come by, pick up one, and another truck the other. But pickup starts Monday morning, so don't let it go past this weekend, or you won't be getting your stuff picked up. Oh, man, there's a lot of craziness to talk about this morning here in the news. Let's talk about some good things first. Let's first off tell you the Kettle Falls Lady Lions. They will be hosting their annual Easter egg hunt. That's down at Old Kettle Park Recreation Area. The Kettle Falls hunt starts at 12 noon. Meet up with the Easter Bunny there. Take your baskets. It's for ages toddlers through fourth grade. That's down Old Kettle area for the Kettle Falls Easter egg hunt. Apparently, we've got more information on the hunt tomorrow here in Colville. It is the big Easter egg hunt out at the fairgrounds.
Hi, this is Lori Matlock at the Northeast Washington Fairgrounds. I just want to remind you that Saturday is coming up for the Easter egg hunt at the fairgrounds. We try to start promptly at 10 a.m. We escort the bigger kids, the 7 to 10-year-olds. We escort them to the back of the fairgrounds. Then we come and get the next group of kids, the 4 to 6-year-olds, and we escort them in. And then we take all the littles and turn them loose last. So when you come, don't get in a panic to get in the gate first, because we have a plan. We have 29,000 eggs, and we'll have receptacles if you want to empty your candy and take it home and leave us the eggs so that we can clean them and save them. That would be awesome. And we want to thank the Colville Elks for helping us, Colville Rotary, Kelsey's Closet, and dozens of people that came and got a sack of eggs to help with 29,000 eggs. We want to thank the Boy Scouts that come and help direct traffic, and they're always my go-to helpmates. So thank you, Kim Matchy and her Boy Scouts, and Chris Montgomery for helping.
All right, there you have a 29,000 egg. Man, counting those things up. That's all coming up tomorrow. It's Saturday down at the Northeast Washington Fairgrounds, and no doubt we're going to see a lot of kids here in Colville at the fairgrounds, a lot of kids down at Old Kettle for the Kettle Falls Easter egg hunt. Going to be a very, very busy Saturday.
The semi-annual free metal disposal day put on by the Stevens County Department of Public Works is coming up Sunday, April 30th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Stevens County Landfill, located on Highway 25 South. Absolutely no garbage or Freon-containing appliances will be accepted on this day. You will need to weigh in and out across the landfill scale, so make sure your load is capable of being transported across the scale. If you have any questions, contact 509-738-6106.
All right, the city of Colville at their last council meeting did award the bid to upgrade plumbing at the pool house here in Colville. It's all part of the remodel project going on. Here's some of the discussion that went on with building inspector Dave Harper and the mayor.
To award the bid for the plumbing phase of the pool house remodel project to Green Hat Plumbing in the amount of $84,035.60, and a total of 50% retainage will be held in lieu performance and payment bond.
Did we have a lifetime expectancy for the rest of the actual pool itself?
So we have not gone through that. We talked about it. We have to find, we have to talk to TD Nature engineers, but we have to find somebody specific on the pool itself. We know some of the issues that can be fixed to update and stuff like that. But as of right now, we've got, we just put 80 grand in the filtration system. Next year, we're replacing the liner. It should have been replaced a couple of years ago. I've walked around it many times. Structurally, especially the pool house building, is super sound and stuff like that. We would like to, in the future, get into some of the engineering checks on the actual pool and grounding.
So we, essentially, Thomas, we'd have to engage an engineer who's specifically into the pool stuff to determine how much more life we can possibly get out of that.
Okay. I feel like I must have not been at the meeting where we discussed the total cost of all of the pieces. And so I'm just really struggling with $84,000 for just the plumbing portion of the remodel and for a facility that we don't know the entire lifespan of, where realistically we could probably take that same $85,000 and have a complete engineering study done on building an indoor facility. And, you know, then you need a couple million dollars, obviously, to build it. But, but a couple few tens. Anyway, I'm just having a hard time with that.
A lot of the plumbing in there hasn't been touched since the 60s, and what has been touched, it's just been band-aided together for a lot of years. It's a train wreck in the basement. They lack fiber gate down there.
So as I understand it, then there'll be isolators on all the toilets and urinals.
Correct. We're isolating everything. We're putting low point drains in it. We're also putting a couple of plumbing holes in there. So right now, where all the toilets and urinals and sinks are, that's all exposed piping. That's all getting buried into a wall. And so we're hopefully going to cut down on some vandalism on some of that stuff. We're concealing as much as we can. Anything that's not concealed is actually going forward.
Health and safety issues are being improved.
Big time.
Big time.
And we're putting in an ADA compliant on-site floor throughout the facility.
So there's, it may be a lot of money, but I think there's some of it needs to be done regardless of the amount of money. We've been exposed to some liabilities because of what we're doing.
Any more discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say no.
No.
Motion carries.
All right, the contract, a little over $84,000 going to Green Hat Plumbing. They're down in Springdale. By less than $100, they were the lowest of the three bids. Lebo's Plumbing coming in about $70 more than Green Hat Plumbing and West One Plumbing. Their bid was almost double the others. Better protection for vulnerable adults. That is the goal of a bill that will soon become law.
Governor Jay Inslee signed Senator Keith Wagoner's legislation aimed at improving adult protective services.
Helps us protect our vulnerable adults. It does a couple of things. It defines who is a mandatory reporter in these cases and gives a better understanding of how information is to be shared between departments so that we don't lose important information.
The Cedro Woolley Republicans measure adds employees of Certified Residential Services and the Department of Children, Youth, and Families to the list of people who must report abuse. It also requires the State Department of Social and Health Services and law enforcement to share information on abandonment, abuse, financial exploitation, and neglect. The new law goes into effect July 23rd. I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
It turns out it was a homeless arsonist set the boats at Lake Union ablaze last month. Millions of dollars of damage. The man has pled not guilty. And the Seattle homeless community, they say, well, it likely was an accident. The guy's in jail, $100,000 bail, due in court again later this month. But he was well known to police in the area. They've run him off of a variety of places, a variety of times. But millions of dollars of damage to boats there in Lake Union with this homeless person. Really quick, we're not going to talk about it much, but you've heard it in the news. They've got a new mayor in Chicago. He's crazier than the mayor that is outgoing, Brandon Johnson. You know, third largest city in the country, and all they do is elect crazy socialists. Brandon Johnson, he very quickly, as soon as he was mayor, he is blaming the city's poverty and crime on corporations not paying enough taxes. Okay. Let's quickly hear from Jacqueline Maycomer. We've only got a couple of weeks left in this legislative session.
The House will be in order.
This is Capitol Report. News and views from Washington House Republicans. And now from Olympia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the Republicans of Caucus.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. We're coming to you from just off the House floor where members are actively voting on bills. My guest is 7th District State Representative Jacqueline Maycomer from Republic. Thanks for coming off the floor for us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, you've been deeply involved in the negotiations surrounding the Blake fix and the police pursuit bill. What can you tell us about those bills?
When you talk about Blake and pursuit, is that you're protecting people's lives. You're allowing law enforcement to do their jobs to protect our communities. We had a pursuit fix in the House that allowed the police to do their jobs, which brought down reasonable suspicion. And that included auto theft. If you saw your stolen vehicle drive past a police station, they could pursue that vehicle. What is right now in the House is not that bill. So it's really limited for what law enforcement can do. And I would tell you, it's just like the 10% of crimes, very limited to allow law enforcement to do their jobs. It's the lives that you've seen lost due to the police reform and police unable to pursue. This fix would not save any of those lives. The pursuit fix is not a pursuit fix. It's just a very small sliver of what law enforcement need to do their job. And that right now is in the House. So we need to make sure that law enforcement are able to pursue all crimes with reasonable suspicion. Second is the Blake fix. Drugs have been decriminalized, so you can use drugs anywhere and not be held criminally liable. The Blake fix, it's what we call the Blake fake. It is not a Blake fix. It is a virtue signaling that I would say that allows criminals to get away with using drugs. The fix that we are supposedly voting on is helping people hurt themselves. We need to look at both those policies, return them back to the fixes that the state had, and vote on something that's going to help our communities.
You sponsored an amendment to the operating budget on the House floor recently. It was accepted by the majority party. Tell us about that amendment and why it's important.
It allowed veteran service officers to be in more counties. Right now, the veteran service officer in the Tri-County area served Ferry and Stevens County and Ponderay County. They brought in over $1 million of earned funds by the federal government to our veterans. Veterans should have those funds, and the federal government needs to pay up. We are going to make sure a veteran service officer is there to help you through that process.
Representative Jacqueline Maycomer, next week will be our final program with you for the 2023 session. We want to thank you for joining us here on Capitol Report.
There you have it. John Satgast talking with Jacqueline Maycomer. She's had a difficult year trying to get any sensible bills passed on police protection. All right. I want to take a couple of minutes here. We're going to talk about a couple of bills. One, I've talked previously about State Supreme Court allowing an income tax in Washington, even though it's in our Constitution that the voters would have to approve it. They don't care. All right. They proposals in Olympia already to reduce the threshold to where you would pay on the capital gains tax. Well, it's only been like 10 days after the Supreme Court ruling that now the proposal in Olympia is an excise tax that will be 7.5% on excess compensation. And they're going to villainize one group, and, you know, it's really hard to support this group, but you've got to overlook who it's aimed at. May as well have said, you know, it's going to be on sports, you know, professional sports players, or it's going to be on, you know, computer software executives. No, the state has a bill to put a 7.5% tax on hospital administrators. They say those fat cats at the top of the hospitals need to pay. And so you've got a bunch of just plain old socialists over in Olympia right now. Part of the bill is that we need equity in payroll. So if you are a hospital administrator and you are receiving more than 10 times the state average wage, you get taxed 7.5% of your pay. Where will it stop? It's not going to stop at hospital administrators. That's an easy one to take a pot shot at. But we're going to, all they want to do is everybody get paid the same. And let's have equity among what people make, you know. Is a starting quarterback worth, is he going to get paid the same as a lineman in football? Is an ace pitcher going to get paid the same as a utility fielder? It's not the way it works. I guess it's the way it works in a socialist society. So all I can say is be in contact with your state senator, be in contact with your representatives, and tell them you don't want this socialist concept of equity in pay. Yeah, everybody get paid the same, you know. I can't say that I really love hospital administrators, but I give them credit. When I go to the hospital, I hope that they have hired the right people under them, that they are effectively running their hospital. They're good at what they do. Sometimes they get paid more than what they probably should be, but that's, you know, that's the way it is and the way it should be. So that is, you know, we very quickly, as soon as they said that it was okay to have an income tax in Washington State, Democratic State Senator Christine Rolfes and Emily Randall, they are the prime sponsors of this 7.5% excise tax on excess compensation for hospital administrators. So, again, you're not going to hear about it, and you're not going to see much about it most anywhere else. But I want you to be aware, and I want you, you know, it's really important that you let the representatives and senators know. One other note in the craziness in Olympia, legislation to help support, well, the way the legislation was written, it is to support the news media. A bunch of bogus lies. It exempts from the B&O tax newspapers and internet news sources. Right now, newspapers already pay a lower B&O tax than most businesses. But that was set to expire in 2024. So this new Senate bill eliminates the B&O tax for newspaper publishers and printers, and also eliminates the tax for digital and online news outlets if prior to 2008 they had printed a publication. In other words, newspapers couldn't make it. They just go to digital online newspaper, and they don't have to pay a B&O tax. Okay. The justification, Washington State newspapers lost 67% of their newsroom employees between 2005 and 2020. At least 43 newspapers in Washington laid off employees in 2020, and 23 suspended printing operations or reduced the number of days they offer a print newspaper, so they don't have to pay a B&O tax. We will still be paying our B&O tax, even though 40% of our gross budget goes into news operations. That's how screwed up the state is. Okay. The newspaper that doesn't cover local news locally, they won't be paying a B&O tax now. They get a free ride. I'll still write a check to the state of Washington for my B&O tax. If this socialist way of doing things continues in Washington, I'm not sure that there's, you know, that we're not going to just, you know, Northeast Washington, we may lose. We may end up just, you know, being part of the socialist state of Washington. So that's what's going on. It is Good Friday, getting ready for Easter on Sunday.
Timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Hey, we've got Mariner baseball coming up at noon today. The Mariners back in Cleveland. It's the first of a three-game series. 12 noon pregame, 1:10 first pitch. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast is brought to you by Forget Me Not at 173 South Main. The store's loaded with vintage and retro items, home decor, lots of great gifts for any occasion. At Forget Me Not, they're open Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. Rain, 49 high today. Rain tonight, not going to be all that cold, 35 for an overnight low. 54, partly sunny tomorrow. And then by Easter Sunday and Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday, rain. Should go back to mostly sunny skies by Thursday. 56 for a high Thursday. Forget me not, they've got helium balloons for all types of occasions. Get well, new babies, birthdays, things like that. 173 South Main, where you will find them. 45 degrees. Didn't get that cold with the big cloud cover overnight. It is Friday. You look around the corner and you're going to find all the kids lined up ready to hunt Easter eggs. Make sure they bundle up good. It's, you know, going to be cool. It's not going to be real cold, but could be wet. But looks like Saturday we're going to get by okay. Easter egg hunt down at Old Kettle. Easter egg hunt here in Colville. Enjoy it. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK.